1,200 so-called next-generation machines will go out to those groups, now using raffle machines the Attorney General has ruled illegal. Danielle Frizzy Bob with the Ohio Lottery says the governor's office approached her agency.
They said they wanted us to come up with a viable option for the veterans and fraternal organizations. And the multipurpose next generation is the solution.
The Ohio Veterans and Fraternal Charitable Coalition wanted legislation to resolve this. Bill Seagrave says the machines raised $5.5 million in the last 2 years, and he says he feels blindsided.
I wish they had talked to us about it before they did it so we could at least have some input, you know, rather than just drop it on us.
Frizzy Bob says it's hard to predict revenues from the new machines, but says after they're paid off, they're expected to each net $50 a day, with 85% going to the charitable group and 15% to the Lottery Profits Education Fund. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.